welcome back to the Amateur Artsy Podcast. I'm Ashley and this is
Jackie.
Hey, so for this podcast episode, we will be doing the last installment of the Blair Witch Project.
Yes.
Finally. We have finally made a Jackie right to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is the 2016 film. It's not a remake, but as we go through discussing it, you'll see that it's
basically a remake.
Yeah, basically it's a shit remake. Mm-hmm. So just a bit of an introduction to the film. After discovering a video showing that what he believes to be his vanished sister Heather, James and a group of friends head to the forest believed to be inhabited by the Blair Witch. Mm-hmm. So basically, all in all, this is kind of like, if you remember from the first movie, Heather, she was like the good character, like the technically kind of like the main character. Mm-hmm. So this is her brother's kind of found footage, what it seems to be like she's alive in the forest. Mm. So he goes with a bunch of friends, as well as two locals,
mm-hmm.
to scope it out and find her.
And it's interesting to note that this took place in 2014, which is exactly 20 years, not 10 years, 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
After the original tapes were made.
Mm. So I actually found the best description for this film on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what it says is, Blair Witch doles out a handful of effective scares, but aside from a few new twists, it mainly offers a rehash of the original, which was the far more memorable film.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So this film is a thriller / horror.
Mm-hmm.
It is directed by Adam Wingard, who, as I told you before, also directed the Whitewashed Death Note film. So I think that says enough in itself.
I think that does say a little bit about, yeah, it does, what that this does is gonna speak be. For itself. Yeah.
Yeah. It had a budget of $5 million. While making $45.2 million in the box office. So with most of it, though, I feel like it's because there was a big hype because of the original one.
Yeah.
As well as they directed this more towards, like, the younger audience who are in for, like, you know, the jump scares and stuff like mm-hmm. that. That's what this film is, basically. It also received an IMDb score of 5 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
with a Rotten Tomatoes score of 36% and an audience rating of 31%.
Mm.
Yeah, not great. But I'd like to end this by reading out some of the tagged highlighted words for the reviews of the film. Mm-hmm. So basically, this film has been tagged as creepy, boring, dark, suspenseful, intense, cliche, and loud.
Loud. Loud. Oh my gosh. I was like, yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
It does.
That is definitely a word that both of us have used to describe the film.
Indeed. Oh my god. It's crazy. So yeah, would you like to give us the cast?
Sure. So we have James Alan McCune as James Donahue. I thought it was interesting because he's the only character who shares a first name with his character.
Yeah.
But we both think that may just be a coincidence.
Coincidence, yeah.
Mm. The rest of them are Kelly Hernandez as Lisa Arlington, Brandon Scott as Peter, Corbin Reed as Ashley, not with your spelling, so you're all good.
Yeah.
Valerie Curry as Talia, and Wes Robinson as Lane.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk first impressions of the film.
Mm.
The first thing I have written here, the first thing I noticed was that it's glitchy, like the way the video is edited to be.
Yeah.
And also the first thing we see on screen is written
there's like a screen where it says like how it's lost, like it's found footage, like in the first film.
These tapes were found in the Black Forest.
The memory cards, and it was memory cards and the DV tapes from mm-hmm. 2014 were found in 2016 mm-hmm. in the forest and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, like, following the first film and stuff, so it was, like,
so the first thing you get is, okay, this is basically the first film.
Yeah.
And the first assumption we make is that they're dead. Mm. All of the characters are dead.
Mm. and then it cuts right into that. The whole film, they tend to have distorted voices.
Yeah.
To try and make it, like, edgier and scarier and stuff. But it's just really annoying.
Yes.
Yeah, because, do you remember the start where they had this girl that was running? Mm-hmm. She was just running, like, in what seemed to be, like, you'll come into reference later, but, like, a house, an old abandoned house. Mm-hmm. And her voice was, like, really distorted. So we were like, what is she trying to say? Mm. Like, it was really confusing. And, like, I think it looked like Heather for a second, but it snaps out. And you can see James is, like, watching the clip. And he's like, look, this is evidence of my sister and stuff.
Yeah, he's watching it on YouTube. And he's, like, obsessed with it.
Mm. It was frustrating because, like, the way they cut into it, it's, like, it's the exact same thing that they did in the first movie. It's all handheld cameras, which is cool to pull it away from, like, the second film, which we don't talk about.
Yeah, the second film doesn't exist.
Yeah. But they did have it the same way, but at the same time, what they did is they copied the exact same formatting as the first one, where they had scenes where they were, like, casually talking with the camera just turned on. Like, we brought into play, like, they were at the same, they stayed at the same hotel thing that the people in the first film stayed at, and they were drinking and, like, hanging out like
that. Yeah, they had that exact same thing.
Mm.
Their intention was to make a documentary, which is led by James. The hotel scene with the alcohol and them mucking around is almost, like, the exact same shots.
Exactly, yeah.
And, like, what else?
Yeah, they're also using, you remember, like, they used some, like, original footage from, like, the first film and stuff?
Yeah.
But they changed around the audio to make it sound scarier, which is, like, why? Why did you do that? It was so frustrating.
I really didn't like that because it's, like, it took away, like, the suspensefulness of the first film because it's, like, you don't, like, it's the fact that there is nothing odd about it. It's just, like, they're sort of making you feel like there's something off about it.
Yeah, I feel like if we didn't see the first film, it would have been a lot more confusing. So I feel like people who went to go see in the cinemas, like, if they hadn't seen the first film, they would be like, what is these cuts? Like, it would have given no context. Because we did notice that they had a lot of scenes where there was, like, it would just cut from one scene to another scene, and there was no real context. It was just them talking about the Blair Witch. So, like, do you remember they were, like, I think they were in the car or something. It was, like, outside daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And they were they started talking about, like, the Blair Witch and, like, its history. And then from there, they cut to, like, some random party.
Yeah.
And one of the characters was like, oh, this is stupid. We shouldn't go into the forest. It's like, what is happening?
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah, early on, it's a bit confusing there with, like, the weird cuts.
Yeah, the characters weren't that memorable anyway. Like, I only remember Ashley because it's, like, same name. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because we've got our white couple main characters made up of James and, was it Lisa?
Lisa, yeah.
James and Lisa. And then we've got our token people of colour.
Yeah.
Peter and Ashley.
Yeah.
And then we've got some rather interesting people who have a Confederate flag in their house. Because, okay, so the start of the film is basically James being like, okay, here's this footage. I feel like this might be a clue to help me find my sister.
Yeah.
Let's go to these people and we'll talk to them and we'll get them to show us, like, where they took this footage. Mm-hmm. And so they go and they meet these people, and it's the guy who posted the thing on YouTube and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
what was it, sister? Or girlfriend?
I swear it's his girlfriend, isn't it?
Maybe I don't know.
I think it is. I hope so. Yikes.
You know, they walked in, like, the Peter walked in and he was like, what the fuck? It's crazy. But yeah, they were traveling, they didn't want to. They kind of wanted to see who posted the video on, like, how they got the footage, and they wanted to know whereabouts it was found so they could go there and look. But then when they came to the two locals, they were basically like, we have to come with you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Lane's, he was very keen. He was like, we want to come with you guys and all this stuff. And, like, the moment the four main characters, like, the four friends from uni, like, they walk into his house, first thing they see is a Confederate flag on the wall, and it's like, two of these people are literally people of color, and like,
it's a bit like, oh, what the fuck? Yeah. But yeah, they were like, they did not want them, but against their will, they were kind of like, fuck it, we'll take them with us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were, I guess, like, they were familiar with the area. They did like certain scenes with
them, or at least they said they were.
They were doing right at the start a bit of dialogue here and there to sort of like give a bit of history on the place since they've lived there and stuff.
I find it interesting because when they get into the forest, when they start walking, Lane said to them, you grow up here? And they were like, no. I think he's talking to Peter at this point. And he said, see, Talia and I did. As if to say, like, this is our territory. It's like a very interesting way to speak. And then he says, there's a history of things around here that people don't like to talk about. And he's literally saying that to, like, a person of colour when he has a Confederate flag in his house. It's just like,
it was uncomfortable. Like, they were so uncomfortable.
And, like, the fact that they were making them so uncomfortable, like, Peter starts laughing at him. And, like, we're just instantly like, okay, he's gonna die.
He's laughing at him, and Lane's kind of looking at him like, what the fuck? Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, even Lisa. No, Lisa? Is it Lisa? No. Is it Ashley? Yeah, Ashley's like to him, don't laugh at them. Like,
The creepy white guys. Just, like, just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Because they were really, like, scary anyway. Like, they're like, God, especially Lane. He's so creepy. But yeah, he gives out, like, little facts here and there, which was, like, interesting. But, yeah. From there, things kind of just start to go downhill. Because they kind of copied a similar scene to the scene with, in the first film, where Heather and the two guys are walking in a lake, and she steps in like the water or something, and her shoes get wet, and the guy's like laughing at her. Like, do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
They kind of, well, they didn't recreate it, but it looked like a similar lake where they took their shoes off and they're walking and complaining, oh God, we're getting like our pants are getting wet and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then Ashley steps in something.
Yeah, and she cuts the bottom of her foot from stepping on something. And she gets taken to like the side of the thing. The side of the river, and it looks really bad.
Like,
it
they play really it off bad. As if it's nothing.
They're like, oh, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a massive cut on the sole of her foot when they literally have to walk to get out of there. That's, like, the first thing that goes wrong. Oh, can we talk about, like, how they're, like, their equipment is supposedly better than the original equipment? And how that influences what happens?
Yeah.
Because, like, in the first film, they have a paper map and they have a metal compass. Yeah. That's what they've got. That's what they've got to find their way.
They did well, reasonably well with that. And these guys have a drone.
They got a freaking drone. And they also have GPS.
Yeah, they have this a Bluetooth thing as well.
Yeah, they're kind of to, like, keep talking to each other. And they've also got walkie-talkies as well. Which they also had walkie-talkies in the first film, but, like, they've got some now as well.
Yeah. They had a lot of equipment, and they had, like, more updated, like, microphones and everything like that.
Yeah. And better cameras.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to note that Lane also has a camera. His camera is a DV camera.
A DV one, yeah.
With tapes.
The older one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, even with that, like, it's just, like, I can't believe they brought a drone.
Like, I know, they have a freaking drone. And in 2014, like drones were only, like, coming up then. So, like, that would have been pricey.
It's rich white people.
And they all have to hook up their phone individually to the drone. And there's, like, an app to control it. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just from there, it was like, everything's gonna go shit from here. Like,
just, it's just like, okay, something's gonna go wrong with the drone, something's gonna go wrong with the GPS.
Everything's just, all your technology is just gonna go haywire and stuff. But, like, whatever. They brought all of that shit. So, yeah, it just, they go out into one main spot. I don't remember the reason for that particular spot, mm-hmm. though. Do you remember why they went to the hunt? Because in the first movie, they hit a couple of main points and stuff, like main spots. For this one, they just wanted to go to one, though. I don't know if it's because Lane said it had the most activity or something in it. Because it wouldn't have been, because the footage Lane found was in that abandoned house.
Mm-hmm.
But they went to this random point in, like, the forests and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't remember 100% why they went there. But basically, when they were there, they kind of set up camp. They didn't do too much. Because the thing is, it kept cutting, which is also confusing. Because you don't know how long they actually stayed there. I think you said it was 2 days. But you wouldn't have known if you watched it. Because, like, it kept cutting here and there.
Mm. So, on the first night, yeah, they were camping.
Mm.
And, like, as you pointed out, like, they even have, like, the same shot of, like, seeing someone on the other side of the campfire with, like, a little bit of flame in the middle. It's while they're all eating sausages.
Mm. Like, the first film and stuff. Where, what is it? Heather sees Josh's face and she's, like, something about it. The flames are licking you up like the devil, or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Yeah, referring to him as being, like, it looks evil and stuff, which comes into play later on. Mm-hmm. But here you see, was it Lane's or James's face? I don't remember his face.
I think it was Lane.
Lane, yeah. Well, Lane is creepy, so, like, it kind of made sense. But, like, yeah, it is just, like, it was a repeat of the first one, which is, like, we've seen the scene, we get the context, like, you don't need to do it. But, yeah. It was a stupid one. But they also, when they sit around the campfire, I feel like that was one of the most important scenes in the film, because, like, everything else was kind of irrelevant. But Lane basically goes on to talk about a couple of theories, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because they brought up a couple of the popular theories that are online. One being the Ellie Kedward one.
Mm-hmm.
That we spoke about that in the last film, because they kind of focused a bit on that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just basically, like, she was persecuted in the town, and they're like, she's a Blair Witch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They also spoke about a couple of the other popular supernatural-related theories as well, which I also brought up as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they also, this will come into play later, but they did bring up the point of time travel being a thing as well.
Yeah.
But we'll discuss that a little bit later.
Mm.
But yeah, from there, it basically cuts to night. They're in their tent. And there are noises, like the first film. These ones are clearer, though, obviously, but still, the exact same thing.
Yeah, exactly the same. And then they wake up in the morning, and what's hanging around? All of those creepy stick things.
From the first film.
Yeah.
So yeah, with the sign, the little figurine things that were created... Mm-hmm. That freaked them all out. They were like, what the fuck's happening? Like, let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So they travel away. But then I think Ashley's foot is still, like, really messed up. So, like, she stops and, like, they all, like, kind of go down, like, are you okay? And stuff. And then when Lane goes down, I think it's Lisa that's behind him. And she sees Wool that's behind there. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Why is this here? And then he's, like, trying to defend himself. But then they see in their backpack, they have those, like, figurines, and then they confess that, like, oh, we put it up and everything.
So he brought string with them so that they could make the figurines,
but they kind of used the excuses. They were like, you won't believe us, like, sometimes it takes a while for scary stuff to happen here. But that's actually, I feel like what this film did was confirm a lot of the previous theories that came into play, because this one was a big one that showed that those figurines can easily be made by humans.
Yeah.
So that kind of, it was like a weird confirmation of, like, in the first film, one of the biggest theories, well, one of my favorite theories, was the whole thing that Josh and, I think it's Mike, they planned together to kill Heather.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of shows that, you know, they could have, like, set all this up and everything.
Yeah, it could well have been them doing that.
Mm. But
the rest of the film, however, has a few different ideas to offer.
But yeah, we'll come back into play, because this will be referenced in later to what we say. But yeah, it takes a supernatural turn from here, and it loses my interest, because I'm like, no. Because what they do, they focus so much on jump scares, and I hate that. Like, every, but they focus on the noise as well, because, like, as we said, it's loud. It's just, they keep having the cut from audio. So what I had to keep lowering the like volume of the remote because it would suddenly go like crazy loud, and it's like so irrelevant. It was so frustrating.
The other thing I didn't like was like you could actually see things on screen because I was convinced it was going to be exactly like the first movie. You'd never actually see anything.
No.
But then
you saw scary. You saw shit.
Something. There was like a figure moving on screen, and that was like halfway through the film or something. So at that point, I was like, okay, from now on, we are not safe. There's going to be like figures appearing on the screen. I didn't like that.
It's scary.
It's like too much.
I caught a glimpse of a couple, and I was like, no, I don't like it. I like the whole these, like
zombie kind of very pale figures. I don't like it.
But yeah, from there they kick out Lane and the other girl. I don't remember her name. But and they decide to hike back, but then they figure out they're going in circles, so they set up camp because Ashley's foot's all messed up.
Yeah, all the first night they all sleep in until 2 p.m. So they only have that one day to keep hiking. And on that same day, they ditch Lane and Talia because they're like, okay, you're clearly messing with us.
Yeah.
Like, don't walk with us. We're going to go home ourselves.
Yeah.
And then they find themselves back at the same camp again and they're like, what the hell?
Yeah. So they set up camp and everything. And that scene, after there, things just went insane. Like, everything happened at the same time.
It was like it was too much.
Yeah. It was crazy. But they went to sleep, and I think they figured out that it's been night. It, like, because I think one of the girls set an alarm.
Yeah, she set an alarm for 7 a.m.
Yeah, and she realized that it's, you know, day, like, there's something weird that's happening with, like, the time and everything. So, from there, they, I think it's Peter, he decides to go off and get some firewood.
Yeah, because he's like, okay, because Ashley is cold, and she's getting a fever, so he's like, okay, need to keep her warm, so we'll keep a fire going all night.
At the same time, while he's gone there, they've checked Ashley's foot, and I think her cut's pulsating. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, something's, like, moving in it.
Yeah. Oh, it's gross. But yeah, so those things are happening at the same time. And, yeah, it's just, like, you know, you kind of just figure out who's going to die first.
There's like, too much tension, because there's, like, tension. Yeah. What's up with Ashley's foot? Why is there something moving in it?
And at the same time, there's the whole thing with Lane and Talia.
Yeah, it's like, what happened to them? Where did they go? And then also, like, Peter going out to find wood, and you're like, he's going to die. What's going on here?
Yeah. It's crazy, because everything just, So, he goes out. So, we'll focus on him for this section. So, basically, what happens with him is he's going out. He's hearing noises, but he's trying to, like, keep his cool. So, he gets the firewood, but then his, torch keeps like flickering. The way they set up, we noticed that for a couple of scenes, like the really scary ones, they've done it just in the point of view of the character. And it's set up almost like a video game, those like point of view video game ones, like horror the ones.
Yeah,
it didn't like that.
First person horror game, basically.
Yeah,
but it's a movie.
It was so frustrating because like his light kept flickering, like it's like suspenseful and scary, but it's just kind of like, you know, it kind of loses its edge because you know something scary is going to happen. You're just kind of anticipating for, like, when or what's going to be happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's, I think he hears, like, a really, like, there's a lot of scary noises, but one, like, really freaks him out. And with his, like, light flickering, he, like, panics. And I think he sees, like, something in, like, the distance or something.
Yeah.
So he's running and running and falling. And I think
A tree falls on him.
Yeah, a tree falls on him. And then he's kind of lying down and like freaking out because something's surrounding him.
Yeah.
I think you get a vague glimpse of the face, do you, for like a second?
I'm not sure if you see the face, but I do know that you see, like, while he's running, you see like the side of a figure, like a really pale figure. You just see like a bit of movement. You see it move.
But yeah, you see things from like, it's just everything's happening at once. And then basically when he's fallen down, that thing's like going around him. And I think James is trying to contact him to see where he is.
Yeah.
And when that thing goes off, that the figure stops or something, I think, because the noise is stopped. Yeah,
the walkie-talkie.
Yeah. But then he tries to turn it off, and then he's panicking, and then something kind of grabs him. Did you see his hand just pulls Peter away? So you just presume he's dead from there.
Yeah, basically.
But yeah, it's more focused on the audio. There is, like, the visual scares, but in this one, it's just so much noise happening at once. It's a bit, it's too a bit loud. It's too, yeah, basically.
It's just too loud. Like, stop.
Imagine people who saw this in the cinemas.
Oh my god, I literally have a heart attack.
Yeah, it's because what they do with the audio, they haven't fixed it up, right? Like, some scenes it's are, like, super
dynamic.
Quiet.
It's too dynamic. It's too dynamic.
Yeah,
it's just need to compress it a bit, you know?
Yeah, I know,
calm right? that down.
Mm. But yeah, from there, you kind of feel like there's a weird time-lapse situation going on. Because things keep cutting back and forth.
Yeah.
Because you go back to the group and I think Lane and Talia, they come back.
Yeah, they show up at the campsite.
In the jump scare scene.
Yeah. Because everyone, every time another person finds another person, that's another reason for a jump scare. And I absolutely hate that.
Mm-hmm. And I think they get out of their cabin, of the tents, and they see more of those figurines there.
Mm-hmm.
So like they, I think they chase away... They try to chase away Lane and Talia because they're like, you know, you guys, like, get out of here. Why do you keep doing this? And then they're defending themselves like, you know, we didn't do this. And then I think Lane says something that confirms a weird time lapse.
Yeah, he says that they'd been wandering around there for 5 days.
Mm.
And they were like, oh, we only saw you this afternoon.
Mm.
And I found that really odd because that continues for Lane. Like, time keeps going really quick for him.
For him, yeah.
Because you see him again later in the film and he looks really aged.
Mm. Yeah, that kind of... There's a whole theory with, like, the time situation where that... It kind of... It's kind of a cool concept or how they played with it, but they didn't do it right. They didn't execute it, like, in a good way.
Mm.
But, yeah, so they... He runs away because Lane's like, you know, I'll figure out how to get out by myself. So then Talia stays with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ashley comes out and she's like, what is she doing here? So then I think she sees all of... Because this time the figurines are there, but they're bigger and there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where everything just kind of crumbles together.
Yeah.
Because Ashley pulls out one of those figurines and she breaks it. And then this girl snaps in half.
Yeah, Talia just like falls to the ground. Like all of her limbs have been broken or something.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. And then out of nowhere, like the tent flies away. And then everyone's running and you're just like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, and then they all get separated.
Mm.
And at one point, Ashley's just like, I think she's tripped over or something. And she just like looks at her leg. And she like pulls up the side of her pants at this really bloody leg. And she just like, again, she reaches in and she pulls out this like really disgusting oozy thing. That's like... Seems like it's supposed to be supernatural or something because of, like, the way that Peter had been talking about it earlier. Mm. He was like, there's something moving in her leg. Mm. And everyone was like, oh, I don't believe you or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was like, it felt like that was supposed to be supernatural too. And then there's also, like, all this other stuff going on. It's like, it's a lot.
So much has happened. They keep flicking back and forth. So I'm like, I'm trying to, like, I've even, like, with, like, the notes we made from the film, it's just so confusing because it's like, there's no order to it. So it's like, everything kind of happened at the same time.
Yeah, it all just happened on the second night, basically. That's just, like, everything
one happens. After the other. Yeah, they kept looking back to check in with, like, what's this person doing? And, like, yeah. Mm. But, like, at this moment, there's only, like, confirmation that Peter's probably dead. Yeah. Like, the rest are kind of roaming around. Oh, and Talia's dead as well.
Yeah.
It's, like, she was broken up. So, yeah, the...
Mainly following, like, James, Lisa, and kind of Ashley at this point.
So, Ashley's by herself.
Mm.
And you've got James and Lisa together panicking, and I think James is trying to calm Lisa down the whole time. And then it kind of from there, it flicks to Ashley, who's doing surprisingly well.
Yeah, considering she's like, got like a really stuffed leg.
Yeah. What I think she sees the drone, so she climbs. She climbs up a tree.
Yeah.
I don't know how she did it. Because, like, there's footage cut from, like, what she can see and, like, what the drone can see.
Yeah.
And you can see she's climbing up so much. And she's... I was just, like, in awe. I was like, how? How did you do that?
I don't even know.
It was crazy. But, yeah, basically, she goes to get the drone. She couldn't reach it. She falls down and something pulls her away. And you're just like, she's gone. Yeah. So then from there, you've got, like... two really confirmed people alive, which is James and Lisa. So they just kind of keep roaming around. And then James finds the house from the first movie.
Yeah.
The one where Heather, like, all the shit went down, like, right at the end of the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they managed to find the house. And then James runs in because he can hear Heather's voice. And Lisa's kind of like, you know... Don't do that, you know, we don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, why would Heather be there?
Mm.
Like, she's been missing 20 years. Why would she still be at this house?
Yeah. And then the moment everyone reaches the house, it kind of turns into, like, the first, like, the point of view of, like, the, like, those, like, horror games, that's mm-hmm. what you're talking about. Because you kind of just see James, and it's just, like, his, like, point of view where he's looking around, he's just, going door from door.
He's, like, looking down hallways, like, looking at a bunch of doors, and he's just got, like, a single flashlight to just light up a small area, so you can only see a little bit of what's going on.
Everything just goes crazy from there. It's just like, because you're kind of anticipating, because you're like, something's gonna happen, like, things are running around, it's scary, and it's like, it's supposed to be the exact same house from the first movie. It was explored more, I guess, but it looked different.
It just, it did look very different from the first house.
But yeah, from there he manages to, he locks himself in, like, one of the rooms, and then it cuts to Lisa, and she's kind of running around trying to find him.
Yeah, she ends up going into the house, and
but she goes, he goes upstairs and she goes downstairs. So she stumbles across Lane. Who's very old. As he said. And he basically, he says that, what, do you remember what he said to her?
He was like, you have to do what she says.
Yeah, you have to do what she says. Like, he's, it kind of, they sort of recreated the Rustin Pass situation, where Lane was Rustin, and, like, in that, whole theory, like, Rustin, kind of followed the orders of the Blair Witch, because no one can, I think, it's no one, the Blair Witch doesn't kill people, it's more like, she makes other people do kill her people. Biddings. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what Lane was. So he tried to lock Lisa up in this, like, in the ground, this little, like, hole in the ground, and she manages...
I think she attacks him. Does she attack him and kill him?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. She's in the... she goes into this hole, and, like, she... It's, like, this really, really tiny hole, and there's noises around. Noises so freaking loud. And she manages
to crawl through this, like, little tight tunnel system that she can barely fit through, head first. She has no idea whether or not there's an exit.
Yeah. It's crazy. And she manages to get out, but then Lane's there, and that's when she stabs him in the neck. And then she runs away, and she finds James.
It's interesting because, like, he went upstairs, she went downstairs.
They managed to the basement, to find.
And then she goes upstairs again to him. And that's where he's, like, standing in the corner. And you see all the little handprints again when they go upstairs.
Yeah, they go upstairs. Like, everything kind of just happened. Like, they've somehow managed to find each other. Like, the two. Yeah, it's just those two survivors. And they're still going.
And then there's this creature in the attic upstairs.
In the attic?
Well, is it an attic? It's an upstairs area.
Yeah.
Wherever they end up.
Yeah.
And there's, like...
Wait, don't they come back downstairs, though?
Do they?
Isn't it... Didn't they come back down to, like, the same place where Heather and stuff got killed?
I think they did.
It's kind of... The whole house is confusing. Because, like, there's upstairs and downstairs.
Much, there's too many stairs.
But there's... As well as the downstairs is that little hole area. So I think that takes you to another area. It's just, we need a map of this house because it's really confusing.
It's just, like, massive, apparently.
Yeah. Because, when she does find him, like, there's something there, but they manage to run downstairs. But they take the same, they go to the same area where Heather and Mike run down in the first movie. So they sort of recreate that.
Yeah.
So they run downstairs, I think they look to the side, and they think, oh, is it one of the rooms or something? They see the other guy, what's his name, Peter, standing in the corner.
Yeah.
They, like, before they run downstairs, they open the door and see Peter standing in the corner, and they're like, what the fuck? I don't know if you see Ashley again, though.
I don't think you do.
I'll come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they both run downstairs, and then they panic, and, like, they're like, what the fuck, because the creature's near.
Yeah.
So they turn around and they're looking at the wall. They're kind of recreating.
Yeah, James is like, yeah, look at the corner. She can't get you if you're not looking at her.
Yeah, I think it was, she can only hurt you if you look at her.
Yeah, I think, isn't it like, wasn't it like the whole legend was like, if you look at her, you die of fright or something?
She can only kill you if you look at her.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
So, yeah. So they're both hiding in the corner, and then James starts hearing Heather's voice, and, Lisa can't hear Heather's voice, so he turns around, and then he gets grabbed. And then she's like, okay, I see what's happening now. So she uses, like, her camera to... uses the viewfinder to, like, look behind her. And
There's nothing else. There's something there.
I don't think she can see the creature, but she's just using it to slowly back up to head towards the exit.
Because we were like, I was like, you know, this is kind of like a Bird Box situation. You got to keep your eyes closed.
Yeah, basically. Except she was using a mirror to like try and walk her way out.
Yeah. But she manages, she hears James's voice. And she turns around to that. Because she's like, oh, James. And you're just like, what the fuck? And they die.
Because we learned what the issue was. Like, I thought for a moment there, hey, maybe she could survive because now she knows how to get out. Like, she's exactly. worked it out.
Yeah.
But
no. She's too stupid. Yeah. It kind of ends like that. And then you're just kind of like, oh, okay then.
Basically, it just ends the exact same way with, like, the camera falling down so you can see, like, the exactly room on its side.
Movie. Yeah.
It's the exact same shot. And it's like...
It was... Oh, God. It was the worst. But, yeah, what I was going to say is, the Blair Witch itself, like, they say... The thing is with the Blair Witch, the whole conspiracy with it is that she can't actually kill people. She makes other people do her biddings.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make sense because you saw scary faces, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they... That's what I was thinking, like... We never actually saw Ashley. It was confirmed. We saw, like, everyone get killed. We saw Ashley fall. So, I think we're supposed to presume she got dead. Mm-hmm. She died and stuff. But there's no confirmation. You just see her getting taken away. So, I thought, like, maybe she was the one doing the killings now.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that makes sense.
I don't know. Because the thing is, like, the creature that they see is, like...
There is a creature. That's the
it's
thing.
It's, like,
yeah.
scary and it doesn't look like a person at all.
Mm.
Which is like, I don't like that because, like, in the original film, it's left up to your imagination to work out.
Here it's just what too much confirmation.
Like, was it supernatural? Was it not? Who knows? Mm. Whereas with this, it's like, it's all supernatural. Everything's crazy. There's witches.
Basically, yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah, going from that, I thought I could give you two little theories and stuff.
Sure.
But, yeah, it kind of brings into play the whole time travel. But one of the theories is one of the. 26 This kind of goes into play with the first podcast episode, so before you see this you should probably see the first one because they kind of link in. So this one is basically that one of the 2016 sequel characters killed Josh, Mike and Heather from the first movie. So this theory takes into account the events of the 2016 sequel Blair Witch and the idea of time manipulation in the woods, which is a big thing that was it was confirmed in this movie. So basically we kind of know, like, we've gone through the sequel, like, what happens with there. So, if... This one more focuses on Lane, because he's kind of confirmed to be working... to be doing the bidding of the Blair Witch. So, basically, since you see him, like, age through time, and you see him in the same house, it's kind of more of a... If Lane traveled through time at an unspecified rate, why couldn't he travel back to 1994... or 1940 to kill Heather, Josh, and Mike for the witch's biddings and stuff in Pa's basement. So the sequel kind of shows us that Lane also knows how to fabricate the sticks and figurines from the first movie as he creates and leaves them for, like, you know, James and everyone. So it's like, why maybe he could have done the same thing for the original movie. He could have like actually done the figurines and stuff and just kind of did the bidding for the Blair Witch. So that's one big one where he's like he's actually been doing all the killings and stuff, which is kind of like okay. Yeah,
I don't love that one. I just don't really love the whole supernatural vibe and like the confirmation that there is supernatural things out in the woods,
because the whole thing with the I don't like that. I'd rather, like, they killed each other. It's more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like aspects of, like, the second and the third one. I like how it's, like, you're driven insane. What would have been the best one for me if it's going into the woods drives you insane?
Yeah.
And you go on killing sprees and, like, stuff like that. Or even, like, I do like the whole planned murder as well. But I feel like if it's a person doing the killing, that would have just made it a little bit better.
Yeah. Because, like, even, like, I think... going hiking in the woods just in general puts pressure on people, like Peter started getting really angry with like putting up a tent because they were all tired at the end of the first day because everyone's tired, everyone's hungry, everyone's on edge, and also they're like there with people they don't really like.
That adds to it as well.
So I think that's the most interesting thing about it.
Yeah, another the theory is mostly focused on the whole thing of like time warp and stuff. How they were basically experiencing 5 to 6 days without any sunlight, and like days were moving quicker for them and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's more of a situation where it's kind of like, you know, they could it's more focused towards Lane, but it's kind of like they could have been in the same time and same place as the things going on with Heather and everything. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense where it's like all the killings happen at... I feel like I'm not... Have you seen... You haven't seen the Saw franchise and stuff.
No.
Well, I don't know if this is a good example, but the first three films all happened at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like... You didn't know that until, like, the third film, where, like, there was confirmation, like, all these three killings had been happening on the same day, same time, mm-hmm. in the same warehouse and stuff. So I think with this one, what they're trying to do is say that the first film and the last film are happening at the same time, at the same place. They're crossing mm-hmm. paths, but not really, because it's a weird kind of, like, not parallel reality, but, like, a time warp, where, like, mm-hmm. in the house and stuff, how there were so many voices happening at once. They're like, Heather and stuff, but they're all in the same house at the same time.
You know, I don't hate that theory, because you discover later on that the DV tapes that were put online were actually recorded by Lisa, who was holding Lane's camera.
Yeah, the one that they thought was Heather was actually
Lisa. Yeah, it was actually footage that she shot, so it was actually her who was walking past the mirror.
It's a weird time manipulation, but I feel like that's more me making claims and stuff to try and justify the film. But like, I don't know, there's no real confirmation, but I feel like
this another thing is a good one. She actually had her hair out, whereas Heather always had her hair in a plait.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not Heather.
You couldn't see the face as well. It was kind of creepy looking. But it did. I did like how it kind of insinuated that it was Lisa. But that was kind of an interesting one. Like how it's all happening at the same time and stuff, but they're just crossing paths. So it kind of... if you remember in the first film, you could hear Josh's voice. I think Mike could hear Josh's voice upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So what they say is that was actually James's voice upstairs. And they were like, you know what I mean? They're trying to, like, conjoin it and stuff, where it's like, oh, they're hearing the other people going on, and, like, they're getting confused. That's why they ran up and downstairs. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. It also could have just been the whole thing, because the Blair Witch can manipulate voices, which is confirmed.
Yeah. I think I like that a bit more than, like... I don't know. The time warp thing's interesting, but it just doesn't quite make sense to me.
It's a bit confusing, and it hurts my brain too much. I don't want to think into it, because then I'll just go deep in, and it'll just get too confusing. But yeah, that's kind of all I have for this.
Well, there was just like one other thing I wanted to add, which is on the storyline and how it was incredibly similar to the original film, and that is that Lionsgate already made a story for a new Blair Witch film. And just asked the director if he wanted to make it.
Oh.
And Barrett said the only thing he pitched was the other characters. They'd originally conceived the film as more similar to the first film.
Mm.
So Lionsgate had made the film more similar than this film was. So, like, the fact that he went on with it, he wanted to change it up a bit. He wanted more characters to give us more scare sequences.
No. Well,
he got what he wanted, but I don't think I wanted that. And he also wanted a unique dynamic.
Yeah.
Which I guess is why he wanted characters that didn't know the other characters.
Mm.
Even though there was kind of already a character who didn't know the other characters.
But yeah. Like... It's annoying. It's too much. There were too many characters, too many things happening at once. There were certain scenes which was like okay and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the, because I was saying with the conspiracy theories where they were labeling it out, they kind of broke the fourth wall in a sense where they were, like, talking about theories that are online that we've read and stuff, and they were, like, agreeing and stuff with it. Other than that, what are your thoughts on the film?
I liked little things like discussing the theories and, like, the time warp. That was a slight difference they had. But other than that, I feel like it was just, like, too many jump scares, too similar to the previous film.
Yeah.
And also, like, too much going on.
Way too much. Yeah, I get you.
Mm.
There's a lot, but yeah, same. I like aspects of it. I guess the what they were trying to do overall, like with the second movie as well, like they had
like an interesting concept. Different yeah. concept, but they didn't execute it.
Yeah, basically.
Well,
they did better than the second film. Like at least this is it's okay. But I feel like they should have just had the first film and left it. Or if they wanted to do a sequel, they could have taken aspects from both the second and third film and mashed it together, but like done it over time, like taking a longer time to kind of get everything together. Like, you don't need a big budget or anything. It's more like executing it in a way that's not just focused for one audience group, like how they've done here, because we don't need to have all the jump scares. Like, sure, there's not many people who like to analyze films, but I feel like it would have done better, especially with the online, especially with the hype and stuff that the first one got. I feel like it would have just, that audience that went in for that film would have loved this much better. And we could praise it more, but you know, but now this is all we got. It's just
unoriginal.
Yeah,
this is too much. Just like tone it back, please.
But I guess yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I think that's all for me.
Yeah, same. It's all right.
Yeah, we're done with this film though.
Yeah, we're finished. Finally, we finished this whole franchise.
Well, they announced another one.
They did?
No, I'm saying if they do.
God, Jackie, you scared me. I was like, not another one. I can't do this.
Well, that's all. Goodbye.
Goodbye for now. Yeah.
See you next time.
I don't know what we're going to upload next. We'll
Neither
see.
Do I.
Yep, we'll see.
We might change it up a bit.
Yeah. We'll see where we go next. But yeah. Goodbye for now.
See ya.